Good afternoon. Welcome to The Journey 8. I'm your host, Reverend Judy Hosner, and I invite you to sit back and take a few moments to breathe as we share this journey together.
Thank you.
That is a wonderful duet of Peg Hennessy and Peg Thomas. We're going to hear more from them, and I'll tell you a little bit more about them in just a few minutes. So, welcome to the Journey 8, where anything could happen and sometimes has. And yes, my cat, Bits, is here to co-host with me because I was so lonely. So if you're... she's just putting her two cents in. All right, so tonight's program falls into the category of Judy's Following the Spirit and not the scheduled agenda. Yes, it's another one of those oh my God programs, and I hope you love it. I just had to do this. Sometimes you have to, I'm going to say this anyway. Sometimes you just got to move when your heart is feeling the power of the Holy Spirit. For me, that's, you know, this overwhelming, warm kind of feeling. It's hard to explain, but that's it in a nutshell. If you don't follow, then you'll lose the chance of a wonderful blessing. Usually God has something special for you. So I changed the agenda about an hour ago, sent it off to the studio, and we're going to try it. You know, there's an awesome song, you probably have heard it, by Mercy Me called Move. And it always reminds me of this situation where if you don't move when the Holy Spirit tells you to move, you just might get run over. So if you've not heard that song, try and find it on YouTube or something, and I'm going to see if I can get permission to play it, hopefully next week. We'll see. It's called Move, and the group, of course, is one of my favorites, Mercy Me. And following that idea, if you have a special song or you're an artist that has an album that hasn't been... covered by a national, that's my cat, a national label. Listen, I'd love to play your music. We're really, we being BBS, are really into the indie music. And if you've got something, send it to me. Write me an email. Do something, and we'll try and get it on the show. So as I said earlier, I'm going to showcast the music of Peg and Peg. And I'm hoping that you listen to the words of the song. They write all these songs themselves, do the lyrics and the music, and some of them have just very, very deep words. So listen as we play some of them and see if some of these words really help you on the start of the new year. And of course, in between their songs, I will always play some Karen Williams and My Body Will of Titus. So I wouldn't want you all to feel left out there. So right now, and I'm going to give Mr. Engineer a chance to cue this up, but you should have on file Karen Williams' Head Up. If you can cue that for me, we're going to slide it in right now. And while he's doing that, I just want to say hi to Marlene and Michael, of course, my friend Nancy Perrone, who's always listening, Wasif, if you're out there, sit back and enjoy. And two new members at Church Sunday, Nancy and Sandy. All right, let's play it.
The world can beat you down, knock you to the ground if you let it. We were made to overcome.
Sure.
Awesome song, and we are still trying to coordinate schedules with Karen Williams to try and get her on the show. I hope to have some good news about that soon. Okay, so here's the deal. If you were here last show, which was our Christmas show, I think it's the 21st of December, I had put out there to you all a question, kind of like a proposition. And basically what I was asking was some feedback from people, what they thought of this idea. And I know that I am going to try my hardest to do this with our church and some of our coordinated or associate religious organizations. But basically, the question was, what do you think of a Christmas season, and we could do it for Easter or whatever, exchange group? You know how the students have these foreign exchanges where students from France come over here and so on and so forth? Well, I'm thinking of that more in a religious kind of way. Say, for instance, your church has 100 members. You find a couple groups of members that want to do this. You split it into two-person teams, and then you have all these associate churches or mosques or temples, and we do an exchange program. You know, some of their people might come to our church to experience a Christian religious program. We'll go to a local temple. A lot of people, I was raised Jewish before converting, so it's not such a big surprise to me, but a lot of people have never stepped inside a temple. A lot of people, you know, wouldn't even know what to do, or at a mosque or any of the other, you know, we're so entrenched in our own religion, and that's a good thing. But you know, this show is about education. This show is a little bit of entertainment and hopefully a lot of education. How you get rid of fear, how you get rid of anxiety and myths is by experiencing reality and learning. And it's not painful. It really isn't, spoken by a person who has way too many college degrees. The experience of sharing ideas, sharing your religion or your views with somebody even from, what do they call themselves? I'm sorry. Wicca. You know, things like that. I'm not saying that you know, become one of them or they become one of us. It's just a way for us to bridge some of this gap that needs to be bridged so that in the knowing of one another, we learn that some of our fantasies or fallacies concerning other religions and other people, you know, are just that. They're not real. And when we can do that and look at each other, hatred goes away. Prejudice goes away. You know, all the bad things fall away because you learn that we all breathe the same air. We all get up, put our clothes on the same way, except for me, who put my clothes on backwards today. But that's the way the day went. And we are, in essence, all God's children. And whether we call God Allah, or whether we call God Yahweh, whether we call God God, the entity or the spirit is still the same. So that was the question. I hope y'all gave it some thought. I'm looking forward to some mail. I haven't gone to the mailbox since Christmas, only because it's the holidays. But I will tomorrow. If you need that address to drop me a line, that is The Journey 8, of course, P.O. Box 411. Don't you like that? 411. Gibsonville is where we broadcast from, G-I-B-S-O-N-V-I-L-L-E, North Carolina. And the zip, of course you can ask for the zip, 27249. Drop me a note. You can always call the phone number. You're going to make me do this, aren't you? The phone number is, I don't have my cards in front of me. I'm like the typical radio announcer, artist person. If it's not right there in front of me, it's area code 209. Ah, yes. Or you can call 888-710-8061. Ta-da! That is the station. You can call in. If you want to speak live on the air with me, you can call 888-627-6008. You don't have to write to me. Call me. Tell me. You know, Canada. And I've had a couple of emails from Canada, so I know there's a few people out there. 323-744-4831. You don't have to keep your opinions to yourself. Talk to me, speak to me. If you want to write to me, like I said, it's P.O. Box 411 in Gibsonville, North Carolina. You can go on my page at bbsradio.com, and that information is there somewhere. I put it there, so it's there. All right, so that takes care of the question. It was one of those Christmas ideas I had, and I really am going to push for that exchange group thing happening. All right, so let's see where I am on my notes. I am totally off bounds here. I think I'd like to go ahead and get us back on track here. I don't know if I said this, but the new year started a couple days ago, and I had mentioned at Christmas that the year 2016 for me, for the Journey 8, is tolerance, lessons for the heart. And that is our year-long mantra. And, you know, I'm going to work very hard at trying to bring you some ideas of how we can become a more tolerant, loving people. You know, some people say, I don't want to be tolerant. I don't want to be loving. And I say, it wouldn't hurt you. You might even feel a little bit better. So as I pull together these shows, that's going to be the overriding themes. How can I help teach you tolerance? Now, I had on my schedule, and I see by my notes, that my buddy, remember my cohort? Yes, Ellen. She should be here with me. Are you?
I am in the mist.
In the mist. Now, let me tell you, yes, folks. I know you remember that I gave her a hard time while she was broadcasting with me because she was studying hard.
to get ordained. And Ellen, what has happened?
I have become ordained, and I am the Reverend Ellen Patricia Corica.
Yeah,
she made it. Yes, she did. She finally made it.
When she sent me a text the other day, I got to tell y'all, I was in the middle of doing something for the show, and I just stopped and cried. I cried for about 5 minutes, and then I texted her back and said, yeah, I am so proud of you. You worked hard for that.
I worked hard for it, and I believe earlier you were talking to me about when you said being prompted by the Holy Spirit and not doing what you're supposed to be doing. I think that crossed my toes.
Now, I try not to direct any of my words to any one specific person, but you know what I say, if the shoe fits, walk in it. So.
And we know how many times your words cross my shoes.
Yeah, well, that's my job. God sends me on these missions. So, tell me, what's the first thing you're going to do, Reverend Ellen Corica?
She's going to sit back and let God tell her what to do. She's not going to move on her own. I moved on my own for many, many years. And not that I failed. I just didn't feel fulfilled. So, I believe that my ministry is within the realm of prayer. And so I am asking God to enlighten me on how to be an effective prayer warrior and a prayer person. Because I don't want my prayers to just be idle words. I want my prayers to give God the glory and watch people see Him move in their lives.
That's a wonderful, wonderful way to do it. So, in light of this news, and I'm done crying, my eyes are dry, I just want to again say, yeah, a good choice. God has it. So this is one of your favorite songs from Peg and Peg, and I'm going to slide it in here, and it's called Musician's Prayer. Still there online? If not,
yes, I am. I am here.
You are. Good. Here's what I'd like to ask you. we didn't get a chance to do opening prayer because you weren't online with me. How about if we stop for a moment and just have Ellen prayer? God will tell you what to say.
I'm willing to do that.
Well, do it.
First, I want to say just how much that song touches my spirit. That song really touched my spirit from the first time I ever heard it. And every time I hear it over and over again, it continues to bless my spirit and bless my heart in a different way. So I just want to say I thank God for Pagan Peg. And mm-hmm. I hope that they can continue to let God use them in that way.
Yes, I'm working on that.
All right. Well, we can pray together because Scripture says where two or three are joined together, he'll be in the midst, correct?
That's right.
So we'll pray about that together. Most okay. gracious and powerful God, we come to you this evening, reaching out to your believers and to your followers and to your listeners, God. Father, we just thank you for this radio show. We thank you for Reverend Judy Hosner. We thank you for all that she has been in my life and the inspiration that she has been to me. I thank you for her being a leader. I thank you that she is more than just a servant of lip service. She is a doer of what you have called her to do. God, we thank you and we praise you for BBS Talk Radio giving us the opportunity to reach out to each and every individual every week, God. And we just pray that your words will just reach someone, Lord, and just touch their hearts. And let somebody call in and say, I enjoyed that. You know, we just praise God for that. Lord, we thank you today because you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You are the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. Nothing is possible without you, but all things are possible with you. God, we just thank you for this show. We thank you for everything that we are trying to do to stay within your will. God, we ask that your Holy Spirit will shower over us, Reverend Judy and myself, that we will continue to bring what you have given us to the people that are listening. They're not calling, but we know they're listening. And God, we just thank you for that today. We just praise your holy name, and we pray that you will use me in the way that you see fit to use me, that thy will may be done in my life. These things we pray in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. So there. Thank you, Ellen. I'll be talking with
you
tomorrow. I'll track you down. All right. Thank you.
Okay, you do that. You call me, okay?
Yes, ma'am, I will. Got a promise.
Thank you guys for listening, and thank you for the opportunity to just be here to tell you that I love you all. All right, we'll talk with you another time.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye. So here we go. Now, I want to say, before we cut into the next slab of music, when I heard the news about Ellen, you know, my heart just jumped. Then, you know, she, like I said, she's officially Reverend Ellen now. And the other official thing I can finally say is that the Journey 8 is officially a ministry of Life's Journey, United Church of Christ. So we have the banner. We always did. It was just kind of one of those things that wasn't really set in stone. Life's Journey, United Church of Christ, and the Journey 8 started as two separate entities. I had not even become a member of that church when I started the Journey 8. So that kind of shows you the way that God moves sometimes. So now that we are officially part of United Church of Christ, Life's Journey, you're going to hear more about things that are happening here. Now, I know there's quite a few of you in the Greensboro Triad area that listen to the show, and you're going to hear more about what's happening on our end. The one thing that I am so overjoyed to say is yesterday was our first service in our temporary church quarters until we build the church. And it was awesome. We were standing room only. We had many new faces, And we took in 5 new members, 5 wonderful people. And we're growing, and we're growing very fast. So we're hanging on and trying to do everything right. But, you know, that was just awesome. That, you know, we've taken that step. We sold our old church to some wonderful people. And taking that step of starting, you know, it's like giving birth. We're starting a new church at a new location, still going to be the Journey, not the Journey 8. That's not right. Life's Journey, United Church of Christ. So 2 officials that happened this week. This was a very, very big deal. Now, here's where I'm going to say, the show is, and I said this earlier, it's an experience for education, and I thrive on that. That anyone who knows me will tell you that if I can learn something new and expand my knowledge of something, I am like a kid in a candy store. You know, it's like, bring it on. And one of the new things that I have experienced recently is that although I'm getting older and I don't move as fast as I used to, and some days I don't move at all, I still feel the energy of the Holy Spirit. And you know, we're talking about different religions and how we interact with one another and stuff. And I'm learning that there are 4 or 5 religions now that I've studied in depth. And everyone believes in the Spirit. Might call it something different. But that energy, that life force inside, and some people call it the life force. Some people call it the energy or the light. However you envision God and the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, is just an awesome thing. And so, that being said, I have worked very hard at trying to find ways to help you expand your base and bring you back home if you haven't been to church or you had a falling out or you just really haven't had the experience of a home. The idea of the Journey 8 is that if you don't have a physical church, that we become your pseudo church, I guess. And the responsibility of teaching you. But here's the thing. I would like to hear from y'all. Now, I say this every show. I don't know why you're scared to call in, but that's okay. Write me. Email me. Or carrier pigeon or something. And let me know what it is that you want to learn about. Some people have said they don't understand the Holy Spirit at all. They don't know how that power, that energy works. Some people have said, I just want to know what it feels like to be redeemed. And just stuff like that. So we're going to try and roll those things in. And we're going to try to make a list, I guess you could say, check it twice, of topics. But all of the topics this year have to fall in some way to the theme of the show, which is tolerance. And that could be something like tolerance of my 2-year-old that's just broken my favorite vase, or tolerance of the next-door neighbor who plays his music way too loud. It doesn't necessarily have to be a political thing or a overwhelming, extending, daunting thing. It can be, but the idea of teaching you, and myself actually, how to work within this cover of acceptance, understanding, and looking at someone and saying, okay, so your skin's a different color. What's in there is still a heart and bones and so on and so forth. Well, you came from a different part of the world. So we're all the same. We really are. And people just need to grasp that this day. I feel in the 21st century, we're losing touch with one another. And my friends will tell you, I hate to text. I am not a texter. Everyone I know is a texter. So I'm trying to, text more often. But here's my deal. I'd rather hear your voice. I'd rather you wait until you have a moment to call me. And if you can't call me, I'll text you or I'll FaceTime with you or whatever. I fear that this generation of youngsters are losing their ability to communicate face to face because they're used to sitting there with their iPad, iPod, iPhone, and going click, 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 click. Now, the funny thing is, they're texting to the person that's sitting three chairs over from them. I mean, I've seen it happen. It's like, let's take a step back now and pick up the phone once in a while. And instead of texting someone, call them. Let them hear your voice. You know, let them know that that you're really there. You know, it's you, really. So I'm going to slide in some music while I get something to drink for my sore throat. And we're going to play another song from Peg and Peg called As We Cry Out. And Karen Williams' song by the name of Ordinary Angels.
Of your love. stranger slips a 20 in the palm of her hand. She turns around to thank him, but he's already disappeared out the door. Just because God doesn't part the sea, pull you from the fire.
Karen Williams, Ordinary Angels, and of course Peg Hennessy and Peg Thomas with Prayer. What did I put in there? Yeah, no. Cry out as we cry out. Boy, I can't even read my own notes. I should be a doctor. Or worse yet, a lawyer. Or an Indian chief. No, that's not right. Anyway, so as we wrap up here shortly, I want to say thank you to Peg and Peg. I know Ellen said this, but their music is awesome. And I wish that they could get together and cut an album and get this thing going. And I know it takes money, which, you know, when you're an indie artist, yeah, that's the biggest thing. But, you know, keep praying on it, girls. That'll come through. Now, before we play our final song, which is from Peg and Peg, I want to say that our next show is, what's the date? The 18th, I think. And I'm hoping to have a special show. I can't tell you too much until I know after tomorrow with my meetings if I can swing it. Here's the other piece of information. And I've been working with BBS on this. They're awesome people. They've always taken good care of me. And if you're ever in the idea of having your own show, talk to them. They will walk you through it and get you set up more than any other place out there.
We've gone back and forth about the idea of broadcasting every week. If the Alliance, or whatever you want to call it, if we get enough interest, enough money, I'm going to be seeing you, hopefully, still stay on Monday nights. I think it's a better situation from the sense of getting the word out and really keeping some continuity going. It's hard for me, believe it or not, to program stuff every other week. I'm a typical ADD person, and my attention just flies all over the place when I don't do a show every week. So if y'all can pray about that, we're going to try to swing it somehow and be on the air every week. I think we have enough material. I think I can't. Okay, I have two songs, actually, because I skipped a song, right, Mr. Engineer? So we're going to do my buddy, Will of Titus, Michael Grimm, and follow that up with the closing song. Hopefully we got enough time. Do we have enough time to do both of the songs, Don? Okay. So let's do Will of Titus, my favorite song, Nothing's Impossible, and then we'll close it out with Peg, and Peg with Hear My Voice.
Mustard seed, you could say that this Father, hear my voice. Heavenly Father, hear my voice. Heavenly Father, I know that you can hear me, hear my voice. Touch my heart, Heavenly Father. Touch my heart, Heavenly Father. Touch my heart, Heavenly Father. I know that you can hear me. Touch my heart, heal my hurt, Heavenly Father. Heal my hurt, Heavenly Father. Heal my hurt, Heavenly Father. I know that you can hear me, hear my heart, hear my voice, Heavenly Father. Hear my voice, Heavenly Father. Hear my voice, Heavenly Father. I know that you can hear me, hear my voice. I know that you can hear me, hear my voice. I know that you can hear me, hear my voice.
So there. All right. Oh, I am live. I'm alive. All right. I just want to say... that it was a wonderful show. I hope you got something from it. I feel great. And grace and peace. And I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you for listening to The Journey 8. And please come back and join us again. Remember, be kind in all you do, and the kindness will come back to you. Grace and peace. Judy Hasner.